of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas, things that have been bouncing around inside my head, see where they take us, see if they lead us down a rabbit hole, get those gears turning, or maybe we can take some of these talking points and go out and start a conversation on our own. So there's an article that was sent to me about Twitter and their engineers going through and changing up some of this offensive programming language. All these silly little words and terms that just really kind of microaggress upon us. Things that I didn't even know were so infringing on my freedom of thought, my ability to think and express things in the way I feel that they need to be modified. We're going through this charge time and everybody's really worried about what everybody else is saying. And I mean, for some part of it, we can look at terms like the whitelist and the blacklist. And I don't know, do we go so far as to say white magic and black magic? But they have connotations. We can agree to that. White magic is good. Whitelist is you're approved. And a black magic is dark and deceitful energy. And a blacklist is bad. And maybe at some level, we find a way to connect that to the skin color of an individual. Maybe on some level, we feel that's accurate. I don't know. I don't normally confuse magic or lists of a specific color to a race of people. I mean, you want to talk about a white list. What kind of list did the Nazis have to choose from, right? Did they have white lists and black lists, or did they just have white lists and really white lists? But we can, you know, we can work with that. We can say that somehow these lists interact with individuals. What if we actually take it a step further and talk about the lists within business? You're in the red or you're in the black? Well, now that's a different connotation. And being in the black is good and being in the red is bad. Is this a negative connotation towards people of Native American status? I don't know. I haven't seen that conversation yet. We'll see if that one pops up sooner or later. But also within this list of Twitter changes, these modifications to their words, is the term master and slave. And if you're not building computers or working with circuits, those connotations have been around for decades, long, long time. And people are saying that that makes you remember the slavery and the evil things that white Americans have done in the past. Maybe. But when I'm building a computer and I set up a hard drive for the master spot and a hard drive for the slave spot, in no way do I sit there and think that one is going to beat the other. Just a spot in the position, a spot in the order. Some of the words that they have decided to choose to exchange master and slave for have been leader and follower, primary and replica, or primary and standby. Now I can get behind the primary and standby. I feel that that's probably a fair and just enough point. You have the primary and you have the secondary. Why not even just use those two words? And then you can continue with third or standby, continuing on down the line. What if I find negative connotation in the terms leader and follower? What if I feel that certain leaders ruin certain movements and therefore their followers destroy that movement even further? Where's my justification on that terminology? Or do I lose out because I'm white and I have privilege? Are we trying to have a discussion, or are we trying to silence and censor speech so that way only one group of people feels good? Continuing on down the list is grandfathered. Grandfathered has been around since way back in the day. That term has been grandfathered in, as far as I'm concerned. But their choice word to replace it has been legacy. In my minimal computer knowledge, legacy means outdated. MS-DOS is legacy programming. Windows Vista is legacy programming. And if you're not using it anymore, who needs it? No one uses MS-DOS anymore. You can still use the games, play the games, but no one sure is using Vista anymore. Do I see any immediate negative connotations to that? No. No, it's just a word. Grandfathered, again, has been in the lexicon for eons, and legacy only a handful of generations. But if we're talking computer language, I guess legacy can work. We're not changing the entire American language just yet. They've got gender pronouns and for individuals and groups. That's been, again, in that lexicon again. We talked about that not too long ago. But really starting to dig into the minutia of the little things that really make up unique individual sentences. Individualistic. But nowadays, if you misgender someone, somehow that is the end of the world, even if you did it on accident. You did it with no malintent whatsoever. Someone will come back to you and say they were triggered and they felt emotionally charged and they had to go to their safe space. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Not in this day and age. Man hours is to become person hours or engineer hours. We got to keep that gender neutral. Maybe. Maybe there's women out there who really feel that the patriarchy is upon them every time they hear the word man hours. Not everybody's an engineer, though. And person hours just doesn't flow off the tongue just yet. But we're in the middle of changing language. I always thought language was supposed to evolve a little bit more slowly, not as abruptly. And maybe when we take certain words, certain derogatory specific terms out, like the N-word or the derogatory word for the Romas, or maybe so much as patties for the or the mix for the Irish. Do we take away the word cracker? Do we take that away against white people? No, they're in the majority. They can handle it. Sanity check becomes quick check, confidence check, or coherence check. Those seem like all rather exchangeable terms. Seem to flow within and around each other. Why are we changing sanity check? Is that to question the fact that any one of us might not be fully on our rocker? We open that jar of marbles and let a couple too many few loose. But now it's a quick check. Just see if it works. Confidence check. What if that person running the confidence check is low on confidence that day and they have to check the program with confidence? I don't know. These words, they get dicey real quick. Or a coherence check. One person might be coherent in the code. The other one might not be. He might be his first week on the job and he wrote something wrong. Is he incoherent now? Or have I drawn that line too far yet again? And the final word on the list, dummy value, becomes placeholder value or sample value. Just because it's called a dummy value doesn't mean that the person entering in the value is a dummy. What's another word for mannequins? Dummy. Just something there to display and hold and present at this point in time an article of clothing, but in programming. Just a measurement to see how it is to all unfold. Now with all these words, again, they offer one sense of triggering one way or another. When we sit there and be offended by words, things that really have minimal connotation. But again, we're here to be inclusive. Make sure everybody feels okay, feels safe, feels welcome. But I also think that's the curse of being a corporate conglomerate like Twitter. Or even like Reddit, a website started that was just a link curator. All they would host were links to other websites and the comments. You could sit there and you could comment on it and you could create a subreddit which would just focus on specific content. And a while ago, Reddit banned an entire subreddit called The Donald. There's a link to the interview with that from the New York Times in the show notes. But they took it down because there was an overabundance of hate speech, of offensive content. And when you get big, you have a certain responsibility to the platform that you are supporting or you're putting out there. You got to be responsible so that way you keep it professional. But especially if you have advertisers. If you have those advertisers, you need to make sure that they're willing to come back. And if those people find inappropriate content or things that they choose to not have their brand associated with, they have every right to take their money back. And now you either have to make up money elsewhere with other advertisers that will approve of that content, or you have to go without that money. This became a whole big ordeal because Reddit was supposed to be a bastion of free speech. I joined Twitter because I felt it was more free speech than Facebook. But throughout more and more of this current time frame, more people are being silenced or quashed under the algos. Their voice has been put out there, but due to tricky machine learning, they're put down in the ratings, and so you don't come across them. They just kind of disappear into oblivion. Got all these words that trigger and offend, get that dopamine flowing, and without proper allocation or knowledge on how to funnel it and appreciate, it becomes detrimental to us. Even so much as when I pull the link up on my phone, it comes up with a whole list, but when I pull it up on my computer, it only comes up with the single image. But even on Reddit, when you post something that's not approved by the community, I don't even know which community this came from, but the account had been suspended for 3 days because they clicked like or gave an upvote on a picture or a comment that was deemed negative. This individual did not even say or contribute anything meaningful to the conversation other than hitting a like button on something that the moderators did not approve. We have things on Twitter that, again, get silenced or pushed to the back. We have YouTube pulling things down. One, because they go against the grain of the global messaging against the advertisers. Or because it's deemed as hate speech. At what point does your speech turn into hate speech for me? What actions am I going to take against you? Probably not that much, because it's just speech. It's just words. If I don't like it, I can write back and make a comment about it, or I can just let it flow off my back. Free speech includes hate speech, because you cannot nerf the world. Someone will always find a problem with any little thing you say, any little tick you have. Someone will find an issue and have a gripe about it, validated or not. But this nerfing the world, while we think it's the right thing to do, and we capitulate, we help everybody, we want everybody to feel safe and included, you're ostracizing other people who at this point in time will stay quiet, or maybe they come up with other words to replace the words that you have so carefully taken away and manipulated into safe and secure feelings, that when they start saying other random things, other specific words, it's the new meaning, and you have forced the evolution of the word as opposed to allowing these words and actions of individuals to be brought forward and have the light of day shown on them, so you know who is saying what. This is a rough patch that we're going through. I understand that. We're all caught up in the collective wave of all this outrage, all this kind of pent-up anger that we've had to deal with, issues that we've chosen not to talk about, and we've talked about it here and there collectively, but now it's full on. That tidal wave, that surge has come. And at a point, we should pay for our past sins, but I don't believe that we should be all crucified. And when we think about the power to censor, we should think about the power to censor in the hands of our worst enemy. What would they not want us to say? We should all, again, have that freedom of speech. We should all be able to speak well. And if you choose to be a knuckle dragger and say mean and racist things, I say go for it, but don't be surprised by any potential backlash. Now, if you've had any feelings of hate speech triggering, little offenses brought to you by the words I've spoken to you today. You let me know. I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You hit me up on Twitter, at least for the time being, at Billy Bones. Or you can go to the website, billybones.com. And there you'll find links to the past episodes. You'll find a link to email me. Maybe you need to send me a full 17-page letter diatribe letting me know all the little things that just really got under your skin today and words I should choose to change. Maybe you just rather have an immediate interaction with me. You go to the Discord, also through the website, billybones.com. That's the number 3 instead of the E. And if you want more of things that I've done, got a new page up on the website. I sat down with Grumpy Old Ben's last week and Hog Story. But on that website, under the podcast episode links, there'll be a guest spot page, and you can go see all the different guest spots I've been allowed to sit in on. And on the final note of the website, if you're not going to send me any triggering emails, if you found value out of this website and you feel it's worth anything, first ask that you give it a share. Maybe someone else will get some ideas churning in their head. Get those ideas flowing. But if you found monetary value out of it, you're more than welcome to donate. BillyBones.com. Scroll all the way down. You hit that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal and chip in a dollar or two or whatever you felt it was worth. But thank you for listening. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week.